If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Guest segment time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Evan Alexander here to talk about his original audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. It's by Simon & Schuster. Dr. Alexander is an academic neurosurgeon. He thought he had it figured out how the brain and mind work. Then he had a transcendental NDE, which stands for near-death experience, where he was driven to the brink of death and then spent a week deep in a coma from a brain infection and changed all of that. Well, we're about to talk about his story and his life here. Thank you for coming on, Dr. Alexander. I think you'll explain it more in more detailed terms, but the thing I think about when we found out you were coming on today is what happened to you in that coma was, is like seeing your life flash before your very eyes before you're turned in.
Well, it was an absolutely life-changing event. I was so ill with the meningitis that it actually deleted all of my knowing of my life before coma for the whole journey, which made the journey deep in coma a very atypical experience. But I explain all that in the book Proof of Heaven, and of course Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond is a way of bringing tools to the world to help people meditate into deep transcendental conscious states, similar to what I went through in my NDE.
Well, let's get into it now with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike?
Now, let's just set the stage in case anyone hasn't read Proof of Heaven, Dr. Evan Alexander, and by the way, the website is exactly that. If you want, www.Evan, E-B-E-N, that's the trick, spelling it with two E's, E-B-E-N, Alexander.com. So in this experience, you were all of a sudden, you were practicing neurosurgery, so you're a physician and scientist, if you will, as well as a teacher, and taught, I think, for 15 of your 25 years teaching neurosurgery at Harvard Medical School and at both Brigham and Women's and Boston Children's. And then all of a sudden, one day you ended up, almost unbeknownst to you, in coma. Is that how it started?
Yes, and it was like being hit by a freight train. My life changed very suddenly, within minutes, waking up with severe back pain, and then within 3.5 hours, I was deep in coma and having grand mal seizures that were unbreakable, and family called 911 to get me sent off to the local emergency room. I was deep in coma from the very get-go. And, of course, a lot of that is portrayed in the book Proof of Heaven about what they went through while I was in coma. But I was gone from this world. I don't remember anything of that 7 days, not from here.
And that was, just to let people understand, that was due to an unusual bacterial infection, as I understand it.
Right. It was a very rare bacterial meningitis, E. coli, less than 1 in 10 million per year cases of E. coli meningitis in adults. And we never found a reason for it. The doctors never uncovered any reason. And in fact, at the beginning of that week, I was so ill, I was at a 10% chance of survival. That only got worse during the week. By the seventh day, I was down to a 2% chance of survival, no chance of recovery.
And here you are now. We should say that almost at that time when they were going to turn off the, if you will, some of the monitors and support, you came back.
Right.
And it was during that time you were away. I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. Yes, and then it was while I was away, those 7 days. And, of course, when I came back, important to understand, the meningitis had been so severe that it really had stripped away everything of the me before. Words, language, all my religious concepts, all my scientific knowledge, everything about humans and Earth was gone from my brain because of the severe meningitis. And that's what gave me this incredibly rich experience deep in coma, the spiritual journey that I describe. And all at a time when modern neuroscience would tell you because of my severe meningitis, I should have experienced nothing at all. There was no part of my brain that could have mounted any kind of dream or hallucination. Those parts of the brain were destroyed. And that's why I think my story has garnered so much.
Which, of course, is part of the proof that there is a heaven.
Well, it's proof that consciousness now, is a far grander mystery that's not created by brain at all, and that it's a very strong case for that, that when the brain and body die, that in fact our conscious awareness is taken to a much higher level, which of course is what near-death experiencers have been telling us all along. But people like the me before coma, you know, scientific medical establishment in their conservative thinking would say, well, there's no way that that happened. It's a trick of the dying brain. And what my story does very strongly, because of having such a severe bacterial meningitis and the experience that I had, and of course, in the book, I offer up 9 hypotheses that are among the main ones that we considered with my doctors and other colleagues trying to understand this as a brain-based phenomenon. And at the end of the day, we really could not. In fact, the only reasonable conclusion was that yes, this seemed too real to be real because it really happened, but not in the material realm and not in the physical brain.
Now, let's talk about what the new, if you will, Project Seeking Heaven hopes to do. This is a set of CDs. Why don't you, rather than have me describe it, why don't you you describe how it takes us so that others can get this deeper understanding of life?
Right. Well, what my journey showed me clearly is that consciousness is not created by the brain, and that's the starting point. And a lot of my research was about getting deeper into consciousness and also trying to do whatever to mimic the situation I had deep in coma from bacterial meningitis. And the way I discovered 2 years out from coma to do that was to take binaural beats, monaural beats, other types of sound patterns that had been shown by others to be very effective at engendering deep transcendental conscious states, and to use those sound patterns to try and mimic my bacterial meningitis. And doing that by, at least my original thinking was by synchronizing the electrical activity in the neocortex and the cerebral hemispheres, that might accomplish something similar to what my meningitis had done by taking the hemispheres completely offline. And I think that's exactly what this does, and that's what my work with Sacred Acoustics is about, using these kinds of sound patterns that are basically slight variations in frequency between the two ears to cause the brainstem to behave in a way that frees up our consciousness into non-local consciousness. And that's exactly what these 4 meditative exercises on seeking heaven are all about. But then also, of course, you have Karen Newell of Sacred Acoustics and myself on the Seeking Heaven CDs explaining a lot of what we think is happening in the brain and mind and why these particular sounds are so powerful at engendering transcendental conscious states.
Why do you think, and why do you think sound, we're often taught that music is one of those things that really helps people, how do I say it, prevent cognitive decline as they get older. Why is, and you have come to this basic rhythm, and people do, if you will, drum patterns to fend off cancer, etc. Why do you think sound has such a profound effect on our brain?
Well, I think the answer to that is probably way too broad to get into right now. I can tell you that specifically, the sounds that we're talking about here with Sacred Acoustics, the things that lead to brainwave entrainment, have to do with a very specific action that occurs in the lower brainstem. And that is something that we explain in our narrative on the Seeking Heaven CDs. We get into that, but it has to do with a circuit in the lower brainstem that is altered by using slight frequency variations between the two ears. And I believe that that is what entrains the brainwave frequencies.
We'll be back
with
Dr.
We're going to do more of this.
Yes, with Dr. Evan Alexander. He's the author of Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond on You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week is coming up in about 8 minutes, from the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven, Dr. Eben Alexander, here to talk about his audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. That's from Simon & Schuster. And here again is Dr. Mike Royson.
And we should say that we're privileged to have Dr. Eben Alexander, and you can get him or get more information about this by going to the website www.eben, E-B-E-N, so two E's, E-Ben or E-Eben, Alexander.com. The other way, if you want to get the trickier way, is it's lifebeyonddeath.net. But in any case, Dr. Alexander, now, why did you decide to do these four, what I would call, exercises into deeper consciousness?
Well, it really about realizing that people can watch the DVDs, read the books, go to the presentations, till the cows come home. But if you really want to get some of this deeper knowing and come into similar journeys, like my experience, it involves meditation or centering prayer. It involves going deep into one's own consciousness. And a lot of this knowing is present in our consciousness. And that's, in fact, what near-death experiences are, just very profound journeys. But people don't have to die or almost die to get this. And that's why I wanted to help develop tools that would take people into these deeper states of knowing. And I would recommend it as a lifelong practice, not just go out and listen to a few of these sound journeys, you know, for an hour or two and then say, well, I'm not sure if that's working for me. But it really, I try to meditate 2 or 3 hours a day, or if I can, at least 30 to 45 minutes every day. And these sound journeys are ways of doing that, of freeing up one's consciousness into non-local consciousness, which is exactly what a near-death experience is all about. And that's why
now, one of the email questions we've just gotten is, and pertains to that, as he was saying, what's different about what these exercises are from what normal meditation, that is one of the meditation, this is someone who does meditation 10 minutes a day, has said, what's different about these than normal meditation?
I think one has to try it to even begin to answer that question. But it is a way of synchronizing electrical activity in the hemispheres and basically taking the cognitive information processing function of the hemispheres offline. And, of course, it totally breaks all the rules of everything I was taught in neuroscience about the brain and consciousness, but so did my near-death experience journey. It completely broke all the rules, and that's what this is about, is coming to have a whole different view of mind and brain and how consciousness works. And in my view, what's going on here is by using these particular blends of monaural and binaural beats, we're actually entraining the hemispheres and, in essence, taking them offline and allowing our conscious awareness to be freed up into non-local consciousness.
Now, where did you and Karen Newell meet?
That was all through the Monroe Institute, which is the group that originally got my interest piqued in this kind of approach to mimicking my bacterial meningitis in terms of the effect that I got from it with freeing up conscious awareness. So we met through the Monroe, and then Kevin Cossey and Karen Newell formed Sacred Acoustics, and a lot of that was a way that I saw of bringing these tools for deep meditation out to the world.
And what's the, tell us the progressive nature of the four exercises, or four, do you call them exercises?
Well, no, we call them sound journeys. These are sound journeys, and they're four there, and they start with Om. For me, Om was the sound I heard in the core realm, which was beyond the gateway, which the gateway was kind of the earth-like but heavenly idyllic valley. But beyond that was the core, which was beyond all form and time and space. And the sound that I heard there that I identified with that infinitely loving and healing deity, that source, the sound was Om. And so Om is the basis of one of our, you know, our earliest meditation here. But then we go up through progressive frequencies, earth frequencies, what we call blue frequencies, and then finally the portal. And these are not meant to exactly duplicate my journey, because it really is an issue of freeing up everyone's consciousness to get into non-local consciousness. So these are not attempts for someone to follow in my footsteps of my journey, but to allow each and every soul to go on their own journey to that same realm that I visited. And that's what is important about these four stepwise progressions of from Om through Earth and Blue, and then on into the portal transitions into those highest realms.
Well, we really appreciate it. These are very interesting to listen to. It is Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. Probably you will never, and you should, I mean, I actually recommend reading Proof of Heaven as the start of it. If you want to, it's in an audio book as well. And then graduating, if you will, to Seeking Heaven and the four journeys, if you that get to deeper meditation into what Dr. Eben Alexander calls non-local consciousness. We're going to go. Thank you very much, Dr. Alexander, for being with us.
Well, thank you. And people can also visit sacredacoustics.com to learn more about the sound technology.
Sacredacoustics.com. We're going to now go to a non-sacred acoustic. That's the Real Age Tip of the Day introduction music. And this is the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this tip is, in fact, perfect for cold weather. In fact, if you ask anyone with achy arthritic joints what they do on a cold, short day, the answer is usually stay inside and stay warm. But please add a third stay to that list. Stay inside, stay warm, stay active. Keeping your joints flexible by movement keeps joints from getting stiffer and strengthens your muscles to act as shock absorbers. That's a definite plus for arthritis sufferers. What to do? Go for a walk, or ask for a stationary bike, or We Too Fit this holiday season. You'll be less achy by New Year's. And by the way, later in the program, we're going to cover, not this program, but in another program, we're going to talk about all the supplements and what's been shown for supplements and preventing or decreasing your osteoarthritis pain and disease. The real age benefit of staying active, at least 4 years younger. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. To reach Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.
When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends,